Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together. It's Jade up against Damien. 96.5 Wave FM's TikTok challenge.
Yeah, look, a brand new challenge to run by you guys. This is going nuts on TikTok at the moment, and it is Jade versus Damien.
Okay. All right.
Female versus male. This is the elbow TikTok challenge.
Brawn and beauty versus Jade.
Okay. I remember last time I did a TikTok challenge, it was the tortilla challenge where we slapped each other in the face with the tortilla.
That was a ripper.
And Damien was scarred from the experience.
No, let's hope
nothing physical in this, is there, Dino?
No, touching.
You went way too hard that day, and you know you did.
I did not.
You were whacking me with tortillas.
It was a piece of bread.
Anyway.
All right. This is how this one works.
Okay.
If you guys could put your hands out in front of you. Okay.
Yes.
Bring your arms together with up in the air with your palms facing you.
Okay, yep.
Right. I would now like you to bring those arms together so close and so tight that your elbows are actually touching.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Now, here is the female versus male challenge.
Okay.
Can you now bring your arms out in front of you and maintain contact with the elbows?
So keep your hands stuck together.
And go all the way down. How'd you go?
Well, they're still stuck together.
Wait, I can't see your elbows. Pull up your sleeves.
Okay, pull up my sleeves.
So you can try this one at home, Illawarra, if you like. So arms out in front.
My skin's nice and brown. We've all just got our tans yesterday for our big video shoot. Right.
Hands up in the air.
Okay, so.
So your palms are facing you.
Yep.
And then elbows together, and then you need to bring your arms down.
Cap there.
How far down do you go?
Oh, that way.
Because I can't go much further down. My back's really sore.
That's pretty good.
That looks pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what you have to do?
Yeah, you're going down pretty good. Okay, let's see. Let's see how Damo goes.
All right, here we go. Oh! It's parting. That is so weird. No, okay, wait. Let me try.
This is a thing.
So my arms are not staying together. Okay,
go.
It's because I'm so muscly. No, look, it comes across. Look.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
So what, is that like a man v. women thing?
It's a man v. women thing.
So women can do it, but
most women can do it, most men can't. There are some men that can, but I think it's some kind of flexibility.
Some guys that have got the XXY chromosome.
I refuse to lose. So bring it in the camera. I got to clench.
You want me to get some super glue?
Okay, here we go. Come on, stay together.
Get it down. Oh, wow. Now, I really feel like I am superhuman. Look at me. Woo! Woo! Up and down.
They stay together.
Up and down.
Too good. Up
and down.
You can check out the
video on
Facebook Live. Sure.
Unequal pay? Sorry, I was reading the story this morning.
Wow.
You can check out the vision at Wave FM's Facebook page. We're doing this live right now. And please take it to work, take it to school today, and share it with your male and female mates for a bit of a laugh.
And you know what you need to do if you're a female, have a bet with a male and say, let's see, whoever does this, you know, or do it with your husband.
Yeah.
Whoever loses has to do the washing.
Cook dinner. Odds are in your favour, ladies.
Odds are in your favour, girls.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Your topics making headlines today that we really feel a need to have a bit of a natter about. Hey, this is, wow. This will shock you. Jade, Damien.
Yeah, go.
A husband's double life has been revealed after wife discovered his big secret on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Okay, social media has torn a couple of 25 years apart after a wife discovered that a hubby has spent more than half of their marriage having an affair with another woman.
What?
Oh, no way.
So how did you find out via Facebook?
Two separate Facebook accounts. One for one fam, the other for the other fam. So my husband, as she has explained here, has a second family. The ultimate cliche has happened in my life and I'm absolutely broken. We have three beautiful children together, two in college, one who still lives at home, but turns out he's had another whole set.
No way.
Well, not the whole time, but 17 years out of the
17 years, that's still a long time. Yeah. Wow, how about a double life? Ooh. My husband often says to me, I wouldn't have an affair. It's hard enough just keeping up with one woman.
Well, it is true. How does he maintain that?
He's an insurance salesman, so he travels a lot, and this is in America. So he'll essentially spend 1 week at home with wife A and family A, and then the second week he's on the road travelling.
With wife
and
B.
He's with
I wonder if the other
fam B.
Yeah, family B knows about family A. They're probably both in the dark.
Wow,
so she found his other Facebook account, and then he had a whole different persona and family, and that blows my mind.
You'd have to run two mobile phones. You'd have to.
Oh, no.
I mean, the stress involved in that, that's not living life. That is just. That's painful, my goodness.
That's right. Just to remember who's doing what, too. Oh, yeah, great work on your assignment. That A-plus you got. I didn't get an A-plus. Oh, sorry, that's my other daughter.
Sorry.
That's my other wife. Sorry about that.
My other family.
Yeah, that's right. That's crazy.
That is full on.
Social media, that's the outs a lot of people. I remember Jamboree, we have a Jamboree What's Happening. Oh. And like, people post things about, you know, what's happening in Jamboree.
Like a community group.
Let people know what's going on. The markets are on this Sunday, or, you know, be careful, there's an accident there. Once somebody posted social media a video of them throwing their wives' clothes out of the house.
Oh, geez.
My wife from Jamboree has just been caught cheating.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is me throwing her clothes out of the front lawn. We're like, wow, that's happening in Jamboree right now. The post got taken down, but not before my cousin's kids screenshotted it all.
It's full on. The problem with social media
gets you in trouble.
And there goes viral very, very quick.
Boom. Look, the three of us like to have a little dabble from time to time on the old Powerball. A couple in the US have claimed that their dog ate their winning lottery ticket.
This is like the dog ate my homework.
Yeah, come on.
It's the adult version.
How have they confirmed this?
Yeah. But a story, miraculously, the officials at the lottery's office have swallowed the tile.
They haven't.
What do you mean? Yeah. So they're legit going to go, oh, here you go, here's your money.
Yeah, look, so here's the person explaining. I went to bed, and when I woke up, the ticket was eaten to the point that I thought it was unable to be checked. But my husband thought it was hilarious, and someone might get a good laugh at least. He said, for sure, it's a winning ticket. Well, look, thankfully, the Oregon Lottery took pity on them. They accepted the shreds of tickets that they discovered, bits and pieces.
Yeah.
This is
in the feces.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they've gone through.
No way.
They're able to assemble some of the tickets together.
Barcoded.
Enough for them to kind of go, yeah, righto. It's a bit stinky, but we'll give you the win.
Surely not. Like, you can't have all the numbers on there, and the barcode can't be intact.
Well,
I need to get myself a dog so I could try that here in Australia.
Dogs do this stuff, though, right?
They don't eat lottery tickets. Why would it even eat the lottery?
You know what they're like. It could just been a case of the guy had been eating some chocolate and got the scent of the chocolate onto the ticket, and the dog just goes.
No. There are some pets out there that will eat anything.
Well, like, that's true.
I remember my dog Hendrix. He used to have a thing for G-strings. And then when he went to move in with our cousins, she had Victoria's Secret G-strings. She had expensive ones. Yeah. And he really liked those. And they had to take him to the vet to a $10,000 operation because he had like 37 G-strings in his stomach.
So,
and how, I don't
37?
Know. Yeah.
So did he take them out of the wash basket?
Well, that's what I was like. Are they dirty or clean? And she goes, he doesn't care. Yeah, he just wants the G-string. Oh, he even buries them in the backyard. So that's his thing. He's got a thing for G-string. A Victoria's Secret, no less. He's got an expensive taste.
Very expensive.
I mean, not the only male in the universe who's got a thing for Victoria's Secret G-string.
No, I mean, dogs do funny things. Yeah. We had a dog 1 year who went in and opened all the presents underneath the tree.
Ate all the Christmas paper.
It was like a massacre. It was a Christmas massacre. Presents strewed all over the place.
He's looking for a bone from Santa.
That's only fair. It's Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. It was scandalous.
I reckon anyone who's had a dog, their dog's eaten something random that they shouldn't have. They've eaten shoes.
Everything. Yeah.
Garden hose.
Yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A couple in the US have claimed a lottery win after their dog ate the ticket. They literally had to follow the dog around and get remnants of the ticket and paste it all back together. But
it worked.
Yeah, look, the lottery department assessed the evidence and they're like, okay, yeah, righto, we'll give you the lottery win.
It is pretty full on. I mean, good on them, though, that at least they knew, hey, potentially, let's keep an eye on the dog. That dog is a teller machine now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a million-dollar dog.
Yeah, what's coming out of its behind is money, all right? Well, I tell you, that's like something out of Jack and the Beanstalk, isn't it? The dog that poops money. Yeah!
Like the golden goose.
All right.
Well, we're chatting about that, and look, our phone lines have just lit up this morning. It seems like everyone's got a dog story.
Yeah, dogs eat anything. We've heard that. My dog, Hendrix, he loved the G-string. But the Victoria's Secret variety. He was top shelf when it came to the underwear he liked to eat.
I like a style. Sandy, all right, from Hilltop, tell us, what has your dog been munching on?
What hasn't he eaten? When he was a puppy, the kids had mice, so he ate a box of mouse food, and that wasn't very pleasant for him the next couple of days. Coming back out, he didn't enjoy that much. The handle off the clothesline, a hose he chewed into I don't know how many pieces. What else did he eat? Bras, undies, socks, shoes. He ate a blanket, like a polar fleece blanket, and that actually came out in strips. So that was a little bit concerning. We had to call the vet over that one.
Yeah, wow.
What sort of dog again?
He was a chocolate Labrador. Unfortunately, we lost him this year, a couple of months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Labradors are...
He was 12. He had a pretty good, comfy life.
Comfy on the inside, too, with the blankets and the jumpers and the socks. And
but Labradors will eat anything. And actually, the dog that...
Literally anything.
Yeah, the dog that I had that actually opened up all the presents was a Labrador, and he was a slobbery one as well. So it was like, there was just spit everywhere. Disgusting.
He was actually pretty good on the slobber. He wasn't too bad, unless there was food involved.
Of course.
Good with the laundry. Thanks for that. Now we're on to Sandy from Bull Eye. Sandy, what has your pet pooch consumed?
Oh, it's actually my friend's dog. So he's a beagle, and we all know that beagles are led by their nose. Well, this poor little beagle decided to rummage through their son's waste bin and ate a condom. And they saw the dog in the backyard, and there was like a balloon blowing up from its backside, and they were wondering what it was.
Oh, no,
this is terrible.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Was just blowing up and then going down and blowing up and going down. And
it's like we had to take off.
That is just awful. Yeah.
The movie Up.
It's going to blow.
They didn't know what it was until they had to pull it out, and then they were horrified.
Oh, no, that is just terrible.
I don't even know what to say.
That's just awful. That tops it this morning.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. That dog wins.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Well, we all recognise these great hits.
Oh, yeah. This was one of my favourites, though, Jado.
Oh, yeah, Dino, I could see you singing your hairbrush with this song.
Back when I had hair.
Well, yeah, when you had hair. Oh, that's right.
Hey, this was a cracker as well. Remember Doctor Doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, this is taking us back to the 80s. The Thompson Twins, what an outfit. And we are so excited that Tom Bailey of the Thompsons, he is coming into the Gap and into the Gong. He's coming to Anita's Theatre in October and joins us on the show now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. And evening from London here.
When was the last time you came to Oz?
I guess it was about 5 years ago. I toured with Culture Club and we played in Wollongong. And it was a great show, I remember.
Just hearing those songs, there's memories that are generated. I have to say, like, Hold Me Now, I was in Libya, desert in Libya, and that song was being played at this big, huge party that was going on. And that's how far-reaching your music actually travelled. Does it still surprise you all these years later to hear stories like that?
Well, I guess so, you know, because when you make those things, you don't know what you're doing, you know. Along those lines also, we had no idea that it would last this long, you know, and people still want to listen to it now.
Hey, Tom, speaking of not knowing what's going on, I am embarking on something that I really had no experience in, and that was making a music video. I'm doing a music video for Damien's new song, Superhuman, which drops on the 1st of September. Look, you've done a few music videos in your time. Any advice? Because I need to get it wherever I can.
Ah, well, I mean, the style of videos has changed over the years, right? I think the foot tapping thing is maybe the first place to start, because these days people like to copy dance moves, don't they? Even if they're kind of unsophisticated.
Yes.
I don't know if your musician is a great dancer or not, but have them make unusual movements, and then people are kind of their attention is arrested by that.
I can assure you, Tom, I'm not a good dancer, but maybe we could get people who are good dancers.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So Into the Gap, massive album. You recorded that in the Bahamas.
Oh, nice.
What a gorgeous setting. The world has changed. It has changed a lot. Okay, the Bahamas back then, now people are doing it in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
What a change.
That's right. Well, we were lucky to get dragged to the Bahamas because there was a producer I wanted to work with, Alex Sadkin, and we weren't ready for it at all. You know, we turned up in leather jackets and jeans and we lasted about 10 minutes, you know.
Musicians.
Hello.
That's musicians. There you go.
It's the uniform, isn't it? Because we are doing a beach scene, and Damien, I was talking to Damien about his wardrobe, and he goes, well, I'm going to just wear my jeans and the jacket. Pretty much the same thing. So times have not changed since the 80s.
Well, Tom, we can't wait, mate. Make it a day, Illawarra, Sunday night, October 23. Anita's Theatre Thrall, and Tom, you're doing the apart from all the hits that you guys have had over the years, you're also going to do Into the Gap, that album, that classic, in its entirety, right?
That's right. And it's the first time we've done. We haven't done the first of those concerts yet, so it's really exciting for me. Again, I mean, I never expected to be doing this, and so it's a real turnout. The first time we're doing it here in the UK, just a kind of warm up show before we come to Australia. Fans are coming from all over the world because they really want to hear those kind of songs on side two of the album that don't get played on the radio.
Sure. Ah, yes, right. Absolutely.
Tom, we'll see you in October, mate.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. You guys take care and have a good fun making the video. I'll look forward to seeing it.
Thank you so much, Tom. We'll send you a copy when it drops so you can check it out.
All right. Good luck then.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
My five-year-old Arwen, she just comes out with the most random things left of field.
Oh, yeah.
I remember a couple of months ago I was doing a Zoom and my husband was cleaning up after dinner and she wanted to know all about where babies come from and really in-depth questioning.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of standard. The other day she was asking me why pigs have noses they do and they don't have human noses and how come cows have four legs. And in the car home yesterday, we had to get into the debate about why she couldn't see her face, but she could see everyone else's.
She couldn't
see. So we're coming home from childcare, car full of kids, and then Arwen just pipes up, Mum, how come I can't see my face, but I can see everyone else's face?
Oh, jeez.
This little insight.
Like, I can see everyone else's face, but I can't see my face.
Oh, really?
That's waking up. Megan and Chloe.
I can see Hannah's face, Lily's face, your face, Dad's face, Holly's face, Hannah's face, Skipper's face, Lachlan's face, and I can see Bodie's face. And also I can see Maya's face. Yeah. And Missy.
But you can't see your own face.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Henry was clearly upset about the conversation. He'd had enough of her going through every person she knew.
Let me out of the car.
That's right. What's going on here? That's like a little snapshot. That is a normal car ride for us.
All right. So what we're dealing with here is her eyes can't
see her face, and she wants to know why. Because I said, oh, well, if you look in the mirror, you can see your face. And she said, I know that, but why can I not see my own face?
Because the eyes are embedded in her face.
I tried to explain that to her, but she still does not.
I mean, kids are weird, aren't they?
It's random conversation, man. She just comes out with the most random things.
I like it, though. I mean, look, she's curious. And that's right. You want curiosity in kids. You want them to ask the random questions. I mean, that's as random as you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
Why can't I see my face?
Kids throw you with curveballs like that all the time, though. Wow. And as a parent, you have to decide whether you're going to tell the truth or whether you're going to make a story
what
up if you don't know the answer. Well, I just said to her, because your eyes are, that's the way your eyes are. They're in your head.
Is that really what you said?
No. I just, Henry started crying. I said, everyone, let's put a movie on. I'll put a DVD on in the car. Let's have some quiet time.
Let's knock us on the head straight away.
I know what you said. Yeah. Ask your father.
Yeah, that's we're nearly home. We'll talk to Dad.
Why didn't you hit her with the old line, maybe you don't have a face.
Oh, no. Really freak her out.
You know, just scare her, you know.
Yeah.
No, you didn't want to do that.
No, because I'm not the dad.
that's a dad remark.
That's such a dad remark.
These conversations go a completely different direction.
Yeah, that's right.
With dads, we definitely go, no, well, because you don't have a face.
Yeah, and then they start freaking out. And
scare the crap out of them.
Yeah, turn into Freddy Krueger.
It is funny. I mean, kids, random. My boys are a little bit old, but definitely Kiki. Gee, some random stuff in there.
Okay, well, I'm itching to hear about Keeks and your random conversations, but I love where Arwen's going this morning. Illawarra, if you want to chip in, we would love to hear about those rando conversations you've had with your kids.
The conversational curveballs.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Conversations you have with your kids.
Yeah.
They love to throw us conversation curveballs. Like my daughter yesterday, we're driving home, I picked all the kids from childcare, and then she wanted to know why she couldn't see her face.
Fair enough.
And she wanted to know, why, Mum? Why? I could see your face. I could see Hedrick's face. I could see Lulu's face. I cannot see my own face.
It's fair enough.
Oh, man, I just want to just, you know, drive home after a long day and just listen to some music.
Yeah, you just...
Put a DVD on the back of the car. Kids, just shh.
Yeah, just
Mummy
be
doesn't
quiet.
Want to think.
No random questions. Thank you very much.
All right, so 4275196.5. We're giving you the chance to chip in with this one this morning. Illawarra, those rando convos with your kids.
That's right. Safa's given us a bell. Safa, what's it like in your house in Cridgilla?
It's my youngest daughter. She's so random. We'll start a conversation maybe about how school is or something she did at school.
Yeah.
Then it'll go flow on to maybe the weather, and then it'll go on to a sport she plays, and we never know where her conversations will end. There are about five stories in one, and we all just look at her and we're just like, what is going on in that head?
Wow. She's a bit like Jade, to be totally honest.
True.
There's
yeah.
so many winding roads and you just can't keep up.
That's it. So like me. That, it's exhausting though, isn't it? Because you're also, like you said, you do not know where you're going to end up and you do not know what they're going to put you on the spot with.
Ah, kids.
And then to ask a question at the end, I'm like, what? What? I don't know. What?
Yeah.
It's when you're least suspected.
Yeah. I had a conversation the other night. You guys are going to be disgusted when I tell you this, okay? But I was with Kiki.
Yep.
My daughter. Yep. We were chatting about just random things, just random conversation about the day, and somehow we stumbled on the topic of Fluffy, all right? Of letting rip.
Okay,
all right?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yep.
And how many there. You would do... in your lifetime. All right.
What?
So then, of course, once we were on this topic, we thought, let's do the research. Let's do the research. The average person does between 8 to 15 old McFarts per day. Okay?
A day.
That
sounds like a lot.
And then Kiki said, so, Dad, how many have you done in your life? So I got out the calculator, 15. I went on the worst case scenario, okay?
Oh, so 15, so you had a lot of beans in your life.
So let's just say worst case scenario, 15 multiplied by 365 days per year. It could have been some bad days in between there, so a bit of Guinness drinking. Multiplied by my age, 46. Turns out, to all of our horror, this is what we talk about. Yeah. It's 251,000. McFluffy's in a lifetime so far. You know, that's
crazy.
That's a lot. So, you know, you're thinking, if we're midway, that's going to be 500,000 by the time I'm nearly 100.
Oh, no.
Half a million.
What you could actually power with that kind of gas.
That's one person.
What you could harness.
I could have generated, you know, SpaceX to, Saturn.
That's why cows look at us and go, you're worried about us, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And as you get older, they're going to get more silent and longer.
Oh, and more deadly as well.
Oh, wow. Jeez, okay. It's all to play for. I can't wait.
Oh, that's interesting. Good topic of conversation.
You roll up the windows of the car and say, hey, guys, there's a smell of fumes outside.
Let's play a game. Who can pass out first?
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.